7 candidates are vying for the Matanuska-Susitna Borough's mayor's seat. The outcome of tomorrow's election could hold long-range implications for changes in the area's lifestyle, economy, and maybe its government. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Considering the number of candidates in the race, chances of a runoff are good. Of the two strongest candidates, only former Alaska Attorney General Talis Kohlberg agreed to an interview. Steve Menard declined. Kohlberg was born and raised in the Valley, and despite stints in college and law school outside and a term in Juneau, has pretty much lived there his whole life. He says it is growth that will determine the borough's future.
The Valley has become increasingly significant to the rest of the state. Demographically, 20 years, 30 years from now, it'll be larger than Anchorage. It's already past Fairbanks. We're basically number two in population. The significance of that is huge in the long run, but it's become more and more apparent, especially in what we call the core area, that what folks do on their land can impact quality of life, the value of property on adjoining pieces of land.
Kohlberg says that the borough is not designed to support its current population, and that's caused a lot of frustration. Roads need upgrades, and the current borough effort to update zoning codes to deal with increasing urbanization has miffed some residents who want to keep the hands-off rural lifestyle.
You know, you could make the argument that those outlying areas really would warrant a separate borough of sorts, and that the core area would be more on the model of Anchorage or Fairbanks with its own population. So there is increasingly a schism, I think, that shows up in polling.
Kohlberg, who spent 6 years on the borough assembly, says that the borough's weak mayor form of government needs shaking up, too. As it stands, the borough mayor has no direct connection with borough administrative staff.
Right now, the manager really has to dance to please at least 4 assembly people, and that theoretically could change every year with a different election. Whereas if you had a strong mayor, you would have some sense that for at least 3 years, you'd have more or less a clear idea of what the agenda would be of that particular mayor.
The mayor can veto an assembly decision, however. Kohlberg says any change in the mayor's role will take several years. He calls himself a fiscal conservative and is concerned about increases in the borough's budget over the past 6 years. Other candidates echo similar concerns. Emil Butch Fonden, a Teamster, says the borough needs to trim its budget. He's against the borough's ski area plans for Hatcher Pass, and he thinks more money ought to be spent on Valley seniors. Candidate Frank Shore agrees that the borough needs a strong mayor, and he thinks that the borough administration is overstaffed.
If we start trimming down the people not doing a full day's work, and that will cut down overhead expense right there.
Shore is against a sales tax. Career Army man Bruce Walden also advocates for a strong mayor form of government.
We've got a manager form of government here, and that just goes against what our founders had in mind. I mean, as a resident of this borough, if you can't vote for or against the person that runs the show, that's not how this country works. And it's time that we have a strong mayorship type of government here.
Walden, a self-styled music promoter, has a unique idea. He'd like to make the Valley a country music center. Johnny Moose, Liner, has written a book about corruption in Alaska. He believes that corruption in government is the number one issue in the borough.
I'm just running by word of mouth, people that know my name. I have no campaign. I will not accept any campaign donations, nor will I spend even 2 cents of my own money for my campaign.
Liner says the borough needs to trim spending and hold taxes down. Candidate and dog musher Dave Straub is from Willow. As stated earlier, Steve Menard is from an old Valley family with a strong background in borough politics. He is the son of former borough mayor Kurt and state senator Linda Menard. The Matanuska-Susitna borough's election is Tuesday, June 9th. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.